It's Sunday afternoon at the Wyoming County Fair in Pike. A group of men and women are working a very old sawmill. A sign explains that this sawmill dates back to 1832. And while there have been some obvious updates in the last century or so, this may be the most modern thing you'll find at the Wyoming County Fair. Running all this week, the Wyoming County Fair is in Pike, New York. That's about an hour drive from downtown Buffalo. That's deep into Western New York farm country, and much of the focus at the fair is on the animals.
Again, the next class is the Wyoming County Fair Champion Pleasure Horse class. These are the riders that can ride in that class. If you're in the ring, you can just stay in the ring.
And beyond the horses, there are cows, sheep, goats, geese. But the most entertaining part of Sunday afternoon was the pig judging contest.
So he's looking for something that fits his eye best. Basically what that means for you as a consumer is how big are your pork chops are going to be? How much fat are you going to have on those pork chops? Or is your bacon going to be a half an inch or is it going to be an inch and a half?
The pigs don't always cooperate. They enter a small circular pen looking for escape, but there's no way out. Students with sticks try to guide them along. Men with large boards stand at the ready to use those boards to separate the pigs who don't like each other. In the end, a judge enters the circle, sorts through the chaos, and determines the winner.
More challenging. I'm going to go ahead and elect you. I'm going to start with the blue bear there in the center of the ring, 296. I think that one just offers the most shape up high on the top side of the skeleton working down through. I mean, deepest body, biggest mane.
Wyoming County Fair offers a look at a slice of life that we don't often see. Nearby, there's a gladiola contest going on. Children are working frantically with corn, zucchini, squash, peppers as they battle it out in a vegetable sculpture contest. And yes, there is a midway, with about 15 kiddie rides jammed in a small space. A sign reminds patrons that no alcohol is allowed on the midway.
Yeah, beef on white, please. Oh, yeah, how much?
$7.
Oh, chips and iced tea? Okay, great.
No surprise, there's plenty of food on hand at the Wyoming County Fair. Many of the vendors are actually fundraisers for local organizations like fire companies and Cub Scouts.
Excuse me, where'd you get the kettle corn?
Right around there.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah, if I showed up without it at home, I'd be like, be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go home with some.
That's really nice.
At least on this Sunday afternoon, it's a friendly atmosphere around the Wyoming County Fair. There's a booth for the Wyoming County Republican Party, but not much happening there. We notice one or two Trump hats for sale at a nearby souvenir stand. And a couple of people are involved in a very intense conversation at the Second Amendment booth. But there's no signs of the many candidates who are crowded into the field for next year's run for this 27th congressional district.
All 11. All 12. I got it going. Now we're going to stop at check 12.
And here's another difference about the Wyoming County Fair. There's no admission charge. And parking on the official grounds is $5. But a block or two away, you can park at a nearby house for $3. Reporting from Pike, New York, for WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.